Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How bad have my picks been over the last 2 weeks? Harris, in my last 10 games, my friend, I am 1-9. 1-9.
You can't do much worse than that.
If that's not rock bottom.
It is.
Honestly.
It is rock bottom.
I don't know what it is. Don't say that.
I'm wondering if Fliegelman was trying to say something by playing Fool in the Rain there by Led Zeppelin.
I would have liked that.
Commentary.
It would have been well-deserved.
No, I'm just still sitting here bitter about suffering the worst bad beat of all of us last week.
A gift
on
to
Sunday.
Me from the Eagles.
Well, yes. And it's amazing. It sums up Harris's season as a whole that he had the Philadelphia Eagles as one of his picks. Mike Fliegelman, on the other hand, had the Washington Redskins. Mike, the only one that might compare, Arizona-San Francisco, the game that was a couple weeks back on that play at the end of the game. That is the only bad beat that can compare to your game with Washington last week.
No, that's the only one that's close, and a lot of people pushed on that. This went from a win to a loss, and I still have the text from you from earlier in the game where you said this one's wrapped up, you're winning, Harris is losing.
I was right there with him. I mean, that game was over.
See, it was that kind of week. Bad predictions, premature texts, shame, embarrassment. Mocked by the morning show, what else is new? But we are turning the page because we get back in the batter's box. We keep swinging. We keep fighting. It may be a losing effort. It may be a losing cause. But we're going to show some pride. You know, there are teams in the NFL this week where you're wondering about, are they going to show some pride? This team right here is going to show some pride. Without further ado, the week 16 edition of the world famous JJ After Dark Locks of the Week.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win. Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
I am hoping being a day early will bring us some good vibes. In fact, if I go 5-0 this week, the Olox may be scheduled for Thursday from here on out. No, I'm just kidding. How bad have I been? 1-9 in my last 10. Now at a season low, 4 games under 500 at 35-39-1 on the year. All right, 5-pack, super contest style like we do it out in Vegas. You got the relationship killers. The Saturday triple header. I'm going to play one of the Saturday games. I like the Houston Texans laying the 3 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know Tampa's been playing great. They're going to hit our season over. Jameis Winston's playing some great football. Look at who Tampa has beaten in their last 4 or 5. Very unimpressive teams. You take Chris Godwin out of that lineup. You take Mike Evans out of that lineup. And the Texans don't want to be going into week 17 needing a win in order to win the division. I think it's all business from that team. I think they will be ready to rock and roll. They've had a pattern all year. Lose a game, win the next two. It's been their MO. I think we'll see that here. I like the Texans laying the 3 in game number 1. Second time I'm doing this all year. I am picking against my beloved Miami Dolphins. And my heart and my wallet will be pulling for the Cincinnati Bengals because you're a Dolphin fan. You're rooting against the team because you want the better draft pick. I don't like this matchup from Miami's standpoint. Cincinnati with Andy Dalton has played much better. The Miami offensive line is hideous. Geno Atkins and Dunlop have gone to work these last few games. And look at the line movement in this game. Cincinnati opened up as a 3-point dog. It's now down to 1. Public is hammering the Dolphins. I got the Bengals plus the point. They will win the game outright. Game 2. Game 3. We'll keep it local. I'm going back to the well here. I took this team last week. I had egg on my face. I am taking the Pittsburgh Steelers laying at 3 against the New York Jets. Sometimes you find a team that just needs it more. I'm not getting cute with this one. The Steelers need this game more. I think their defense, with the way they've been playing, should have all the makings of forcing a couple of Sam Darnold turnovers. And I don't believe in the Jet defense to frustrate Duck Hodges. I think the Steelers will be able to run it. I think that building will be 60% Steelers fans, if not more. I will lay the 3 points. Give me Pittsburgh in game number 3. Game 4, I'm going with the team that got embarrassed on Monday Night Football. And I think a lot of people are going to be wondering, why in the world am I taking this team? I'm taking the Indianapolis Colts, laying 7 against the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers going to Will Greer. No idea what you're going to get. The Colts are a team that has a lot of pride, from their head coach to a guy like Darius Leonard to Jacoby Brissett. I think the Colts give you a big effort here. They don't strike me as the sort of team that'll quit on Frank Reich. I love finding teams that get embarrassed in prime time. I get a chance to play one the next week. That's what I'm doing here. Give me the Colts in game 4. Last but not least, Monday Night Football. The Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings. We went through this. This game doesn't mean as much to the Packers because if they beat the lowly Lions, they're in. Minnesota needs to win both games and needs help in order to win the division. But Minnesota's still fighting for a playoff spot. This line opened 4.5. It's now 5.5. Everyone pounding Green Bay. Minnesota, I think, is the better team. They play like the better team. They're more well-rounded. And I know the trends for Kirk Cousins, not good on Monday night. This is going to be the first. Big win, big cover for Kirk Cousins. That's where we're rounding it out. So, Mr. Maestro, these are the picks everybody has been waiting for. You, my friend, killing it. You are the leader in the clubhouse, going away 45-29-1. What do you got?
You know, sometimes you have to just tell yourself, I believe it. You know, you look at a pick and you say, I'm not really sure about some of these, but then at some point you just say, that's it, I'm all in. And I had to do that with a couple of these games this time. I'll go in chronological order. Game number 1 on Saturday, the Bills at the Patriots. I've had good fortune with the Bills all season. The Pats, up, down, whatever. I like Buffalo. I'm getting 6.5 points at Foxborough. Give me the Bills plus 6.5. That's pick number 1. Pick number 2, Sunday afternoon, a 1 o'clock game. How do you not take the Ravens over the Browns? I know the spread is double digits, at least according to what I have here. Give me Baltimore at Cleveland minus the 10. Pick
yeah,
number
my
2.
Nice even 10. I mean, good luck trying to make the case of taking Cleveland there in that spot. So can't fight you on that one, Harris.
I'm with you on this one. I don't love this game, but this is the one where I finally had to say, all right, I'm going to take the Steelers over the Jets as well. It's a close game, tough one to pick. But, I mean, everything you said, basically, you know, the Steelers have too much on the line here. And I think they'll find a way. Steelers minus 3. Pick number four. This is one I feel pretty good about, too. In Chicago, the Chiefs taking on the Bears. Kansas City, a road favorite, -5.5. But I think this is a team that's coming together, peaking at the right time as the playoffs approach. Chiefs -5.5 is pick number four and my final pick. Now, you said the Packers-Vikings, that's a 5.5 spread now?
5.5,
okay,
yes, sir.
I had that at 4.5, so even better because I have Green Bay.
Oh, we're going heads up on that
one. We're going
one.
Heads up there. Packers +5.5. Look, this is a tough game to pick, but to me, Vikings perfect at home this year. I don't think they're going to stay that way. Packers +5.5, so there you go with my five.
There you have it. Gautier Harris and Mr. Fuegelman, you are a game under 500. You're now in second place, making a late charge. What do you got?
All right, game number one, I'm going on Saturday. I'm going with you. I also have the Texans. I would have been compelled to take the Bucs, but then they lost Mike Evans, and then they lost Chris Godwin. This team loves to put up points. I thought maybe this could be a shootout and competitive with the Texans having to go on the road. But now I just don't know how. Even if Winston plays well, he's banged up. Can they really keep up with the Texans? I don't think so, so I'm laying the 3 points there. Game number two, I'm going to pick both local games first, the Giants and Washington. I'm going to lay the points with Washington, -2.5. The Giants got up last week. They played their game for Eli Manning, that home game, that send-off. I don't know if they can match that energy level again, that intensity. And Washington has actually played much better the last few weeks. They should have covered against Philly at home, and they've been pretty good since the game against the Jets. So I'm going to take them, and it also just seems to fit that the Giants, who have done almost everything wrong in the draft the last few years, will luck into Chase Young, who they do not deserve. Game three, I'm going against the Jets. I would feel better about this game from the Jets' perspective if the Steelers weren't coming off a loss, a home loss on Sunday night. I like them to bounce back. It's going to bother me when Duck Hodges torches the Jets' secondary. Even though the Jets' secondary is brutal, we saw how bad he looked against the Bills. I think the Steelers, this could maybe only be a 23-point game for them, but I worry if the Jets are going to be able to move the ball at all. That Steelers' defense is really good. I think this can be just another boring, awful game for the Jets where the offense does nothing, and you're looking at like a 23-6 loss for, I'll say, the home team, but they're going to be more terrible towels than anything green in that stadium.
That'll be a Steeler crowd. You know it and I know it. That'll be a Steeler crowd.
Game four, I'm with Harris on this one. I was tempted to take the Eagles as a pick against the Cowboys just because it seemed like it would be ultimate Cowboys to blow the division after beating the Rams the way they did. But I'm going to go with two favorites here. One, the Ravens. I think the Browns are done. Everybody there is, who wants to be there? Who doesn't want to be there? Who hates who? Who's miserable? Who's happy? It's a mess. And the Ravens, I think, want to lock up home field and lock up everything now. Get revenge against one of the only two teams they lost to earlier in the year and lock everything up so that week 17 against the Steelers, they don't have to worry about it. They're going to get the job done, take care of business, do what they have to do so that week 17 is irrelevant for them as they prepare for the divisional round at home as the AFC's number one seed. And game five, I'm with you on this game. If this is a loss, it is to me because of one person and one person only. The Vikings. If the Vikings don't win this game and cover because Green Bay doesn't need it and the Vikings have been good at home, Dalvin Cook should be back. It's because Kirk Cousins blew it. And if the Vikings lose this game, we have to swear off we are never taking Kirk Cousins again.
Especially on Monday Night Football. For Mr. Fuegelman, the Texans laying 3. The Skins laying 2.5. Steelers laying 3. Baltimore laying 10. Minnesota laying 5.5 for Mr. Maestro. The first place, red hot, Harris Island. Buffalo +6.5. Baltimore laying 10. Steelers laying 3. Kansas City laying 5.5. And Green Bay +5.5. And last but not least, just truly, Texans laying 3. Steelers laying 3. Everybody on the Steelers. Vikings laying 5.5. Colts laying 7. Bengals +1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.